I chose Bristol because it had space in the anatomy department, and I knew the professor of anatomy, a friend of mine, and I thought I could move here relatively easily without having to build a new building and all that stuff. You know, we had all these problems in Edinburgh, actually, and I could get going pretty fast. It was near London, it was sort of convenient. Also, I didn't know it. It was fun to go to a place one actually didn't know. And I don't regret the choice. I've always liked Bristol. They've been very good to me. And I had a very nice laboratory here. Got a lot of interesting things done. It worked out actually very well. I thought it would be really great to have a science centre where kids could be quite free to do their own experiments and their parents perhaps helping them, both children and parents. And this is not altogether an original idea. It goes in a way back to Bacon in the 17th century, and Frank Oppenheimer started the Exploratorium in San Francisco just after the war, and this is exactly what goes on in the Exploratorium. So my humble sort of end of this was to start something like the Exploratorium in Bristol. We called it the Exploratory in deference to Frank. And it was in the old railway station at Temple Meads. It had other locations, actually, as well, but mainly there. And it really was a tremendous lot of fun. And I'd really like to say that the first exhibition we did was supported and paid for by David Sainsbury. He's one of my hero figures. He was also my student. I supervised David Sainsbury when he was at Cambridge, when I was a lecturer. And he's been very, very generous in supporting my work and lots of other people's work. Amazing man. I would like to see science centres everywhere interacting with people, interacting with schools. They're helpful for schools, not antagonistic to school. And it means that school teachers could develop their ideas. They could interact with the children in a richer, more interesting way, not dominated or limited by curricula or anything like that.